This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Drifted by a mountain sin in a light lin, Eric Bernstein, Liam Adbrass, Nap, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap,
right, it's the end.
Here's the one person that can make you feel fine, even if it is the end of the world, Barb Adams.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Barb Adams Live. Thanks so much for listening in to this hour of the show. Well, are you feeling real inner happiness and success, or are you still looking outside of yourself for fulfillment? My guest this hour, Lois Sanders, says you have the magic within to choose the creations you want to experience. When you focus your lens inward, happiness and success see no boundaries. Lois is a co-host, certified life coach, speaker, and author. She's been named one of the top 15 coaching experts in New York City. In addition, she's had success as a soap opera regular, TV movie dancer and actress, multiple franchise owner, devoted mother, and even a year as a featured Barnum & Bailey circus show dancer. But tonight, Lily will share how it was the lowlights, not the highlights in her life, that defined and refined her. She'll discuss how she found her truth, and how you can, too, by sharing wisdom and advice from her empowering book, Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. If you'd like lots more information about Lily, visit her website, lilysanders.live. Lily, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barb. Thank you for having me. It's exciting to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this evening, Lily. Truth to Triumph, great book. Give us a bit of your background and how you came to your truth to triumph over it.
Okay, well, that's why I wrote the book, actually. I mean, you actually did... I'm going to say the little background that you did was very thorough. I could give you a little bit more over the last 10 decades of my life. Other than the introduction that you gave, I was born in Connecticut, and I was raised in the suburbs of New York. In short, I was that little girl with, you know, dreams and aspirations and, some of my biggest dreams actually were realized by the time I was the age of 23, but not without hardship. And, you know, being raised with a violent father and a timid mom, there were a lot of challenges that I had to overcome. I did have tenacity and drive. You know, like I said, by the time I was 23, I had been, you know, really on my way up and onward with a really promising dance career. I was on Star Search with Ed McMahon, which was one of my dreams. And, you know, I just kind of kept pushing through everything. And I really felt I was on my way. I was traveling. I had kind of interesting backgrounds. I traveled with Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus as a showgirl dancer. That was after my Star Search appearance with Ed McMahon. And I came back to New York, and I kind of dove into some, you know, very serious theater training. And I was working off-Broadway and on, you know, behind camera, on the stage. And then all of a sudden, I took a 180 pivot into what I call the path left of center. And, you know, that being involved with just highly unconscious, two highly unconscious men in my life that, you know, was because probably at the time I was, you know, not living very consciously. And I got married, raised my child, had divorced. And I'll tell you, I also built three very successful franchises. I was quite the business runner. I did it all, though, behind a veil of silence. Not exactly the Oscar that I was dreaming of, but I did it. And I always say it took me not one but two tall buildings to fall on my head before I actually had, you know, my own awakening. But in all seriousness, they were really all amazing life lessons that got me to where I am today. And that is kind of what birthed the my book, Truth to Triumph.
Yeah, those low lights, Lily, you know, those, you know, for all that you achieved in your life, unfortunately, if we don't discover ourselves, if we don't deal with those old habits and patterns, they set us up for the failures, or at least what we see as failures at the time. You know, you talk about the abuse, you know, with your father, and then you repeated again with these damaged men. Talk about that a little, because in the end, you learned so much about yourself. Those lowlights taught you everything you needed to know about the truth of who you are.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what's interesting. I didn't go from, I had some really great relationships before those two men, which was really odd. I had two very loving relationships, that did not wind up, you know, to be long-term life relationships because I was, you know, I was in the entertainment business. I was traveling. I was doing this. I was doing that. But what was interesting was how, like, you know, almost 30 years later, I wound up back into that life that I thought I would never, ever have. And it's really a lot of it is not being taught any different, which is why a lot of what I talk about, great lessons in my book is really about creating new generational blessings so that we understand how to teach our children love through experience, and we understand how to teach our children how to break the mold for generational blessings. So, you know, it's not okay to pass, you know, harmful verbiage toward one another. It's not okay to hit. Hitting is a deal breaker.
Yeah. Period. In any way, shape, or form. And one time only. Okay.
Yeah. It is a deal breaker. And what happens is, what I come to realize, it all forced me, it kind of triggers you into a self-discovery, a self-inquiry of yourself. And what I discovered was I wasn't loving myself. And when you don't love yourself, you can't function in a conscious way. You need to love yourself, honor yourself, respect yourself, and command that from other people towards yourself as well. And you also need to love and respect and honor other people. So, but that has to start from yourself.
Yes, it does. You know, one of the biggest challenges, Lily, I think any of us has is self-love, you know, because especially for people who are in long-term abusive relationships, when it starts in the family when you're young and then carries over into your other relationships, especially into your own with a spouse and a family, that's sometimes the hardest, but it can also be the greatest inspiration and adversity that you're talking about in propelling us forward to empowerment. I want to talk about that. We're heading to a break here, so I don't want to pick it up yet, but we can touch on that when we return on the other side. So everyone stay with us, because we're going to hear more from Lily Sanders on Truth to Triumph.
America Now presents 2 Minutes with Ken Goldstein.
Barb Adams here. I'm being rejoined this hour by Ken Goldstein. Ken advises startups and writes the business blog CorporateIntel.us. Ken, your new book, From Nothing. Give us a little bit of a background as a teaser on what it's about.
Oh, a teaser. Well, let me tell you, I think of this as kind of a jukebox musical. It's really about the songs of my life, mostly my childhood and teen years, how those have carried forward. Some would call that classic rock or Motown, but really how those songs connect together and form the soundtrack of our lives, how they form the soundtrack of my life, and what each of those songs means to me, and how it is played out in the form of a character who chooses to want to play those songs in a bar.
Ken, this is your third novel, From Nothing. How much of each of the books you've written is your story?
Well, everybody asked the question. Of course, they want to know, first of all, are they in the book, and how did they get personified? Of course, the answer is that everything is fiction. And how much of me is in the book? And, of course, the answer is all of me. I mean, every character is me. Every character comes from me. But it also comes from other people. It comes from little bits that I pick up. There are bits I pick up from you. There are feelings and thoughts and emotions and ideas. But ultimately, the words all come from one person, and that's what we call authorship, and that's what writing is.
Yeah, fascinating the way it does all sort of come forth from you that way. We'll hear more about this From Nothing, your newest novel, in the next hour. All right, stay with us. More from Ken Goldstein.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to Empowering Talk Radio, right here with Barb Adams.
All right, everyone, I'm speaking with Lily Sanders. She's a co-host, certified life coach, speaker, and author, and we're discussing Truth to Triumph tonight, her book. And Lily, self-love, before the break, we were talking about that. You know, it is one of the biggest challenges anyone has, especially somebody who's had a lot of abuse in their life. What are the keys to loving yourself unconditionally? What have you found?
Letting go of fear. Every time. shutting off the mental noise in the mind that stops, that obscures love from entering. Because truly, fear is from that unconscious mind, not the heart. The heart, it can't house any kind of fear. It only houses love. We need to embrace it, hear it, share it. It's why we are here. I always say love has no agenda and it needs no introduction. So, you know, it's not something that, you know, we choose to activate. It just is. Love is. It's the greatest energy on the planet. So that's the key. Love is the key. And the opposite of love is fear. So letting go of fear and just holding on to love every single time. That's the key ingredient for all of human consciousness. That said, if we could fuse our hearts with love and with the love of God, then we can understand true agape love. Because that is, look, we don't always need to have a partner or be married or, you know, even have a pet for, you know, to feel love. We really first and foremost need to feel that love of self, that love within, that true agape love. And love's not prejudiced. It's for all of us. It's for all of humanity, just waiting to be found under every single stone unturned. So I always like to tell people, I'd like to tell, you know, your listeners, you know, don't let life situations keep you from love. If you find yourself amongst that rubble, just keep turning those stones. You'll find it. There you will find the love. Just embrace it. Because this true agape love, it's unconditional and it's universal. And that love, it transcends no matter, you know, what your life situation is. You know, it's the only one thing that you can count on. And we just have to trust it.
Yeah. You know, it's about looking in the mirror and saying, I am love. Because each and every one of us, perfect divine love, we have that connection at all times. And you're right, Lily. You know, we can't really truly know love or understand loving another person until we truly know love of self, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's by, you know, beginning to see yourself at soul level. You know, we have to, you know, when we're letting go of that linear concept of thinking and allow that multidimensional concept as your new reality. You know, then when you come into awareness and you see that you are so much more than this vehicle, our body, you know, that houses the soul, the potential is there to just unlock anything and everything your heart desires, because you will be in this harmonious matrimony, if you will, with yourself and your inner child. This is the relationship we want to strive for, because it's our divine connection to oneness.
It is that inner job. I call it the inner job, and I think you understand that as well. You
know,
it's not the easiest thing to do, though, you know, Lily. So what would you do to help advise individuals who want to begin forging that new relationship with themselves and the divine?
It's going to begin with self-inquiry. Getting very still, getting very quiet with yourself, and listening. Not searching, but just listening to what intuition tells you, to what that stillness tells you. That intuition is many times is the voice of God, they say, right? But it's really that voice that is allowing you to actually ask that one big question: who am I? You know, what am I here for? What is this all about? You know, we've got to start with that self-inquiry and discover who we are. And when we discover who we are, we love it. No matter where we are, who we are, it's not the life situation, but it's just who you are at soul level. And then we have to love that. And then no matter what our life situation is, we learn to navigate through all life situations without losing your truth, who you are, what is absolute. What is absolute is pure. What is absolute is pure, and it's not It's independent from any life situation, any happening, any event. Your truth is what arises after the exhale of an experience.
Yeah. And once you're in that place, as you know, Lily, then you can see adversity a very different way. You can see the lessons.
Absolutely.
You can see the gift that adversity actually gives you. But let's go back to your story, because I think a lot of people who may be sitting there listening are going, yeah, but I'm really stuck. I'm stuck. Yeah. They're either stuck in their past or they're stuck maybe in a really bad relationship. You know, and they're thinking, well, this sounds like something I don't know how to do. Or you know, probably the big question they would like to ask you is, well, didn't you ever just want to give up? How did you overcome those thoughts of defeat? Share a little about that.
Of course I did, yeah. It's not so much, I want to do a little bit more than that, Barb. At one point, and this is in Truth to Triumph, I write this in my book, I was just on the floor of the shower, I just wanted to die. I was just asking God to zap me with some disease so I could die and be done with this. But honestly, the first thing I would tell all of the listeners that are maybe ready to face, the truth about their situation in their life or the abuser around them is first to peel off the victim label and take your power back. In a highly volatile situation, you may need to firmly tell someone to back off, or you will have them removed. Second, have the exit plan. You may have to run for your life. That's what I did. As soon as I said, back off, I'll have you removed, I had to run for my life. He took my phone. He broke it in half. It was not easy, but it was a lot. But I have to tell you, it was so worth it, because that's what it's going to come down to. But that's your race to freedom. And that is the back, the way back home. That's your door back home. When I speak of home, I speak of love. I talk about that a lot in Truth to Triumph. So you want to have a plan, a trusted friend, a family member's place where you can go or run to, and have things already packed up and there for you. License, passports, birth certificates, cash, credit cards, spare car keys, important numbers, all of that. If you have children, one child, three children, however many, have their book bags packed, school books, uniforms, clothes, yep, whatever, their passports. You have to plan ahead.
Think about things for yourself, not anybody else at this point. All right, we're going to hear more from Lily Sanders, Truth to Triumph, after the break. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's John Dowd-Junior, author of the book Heroes, Mentors, and Friends. And you're listening to my hero, mentor, and friend, Barb Adams.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. My guest this hour, Lily Sanders. We're discussing her book, Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. And Lily, that's the big message in all of this, isn't it? It's going within, connecting to spirit, that divine connection. Talk a little bit more about that.
Okay. Well, a lot of, most of us, we identify our life with the things that are going on around our lives in the world in form. So whatever life situation is going on, whatever your quote-unquote label is, like, okay, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm a business owner, I'm a physician, I'm this, I'm that, I'm divorced, I'm married. We need to start to disidentify, if you will, from situations and again, peel those labels off. And when we start to do that, we start to look at life through the eyes of the soul and not the physical eyes. And we need to, that will allow us to even go to the root. And if there's blockages there and there's things that need to come up, then we need to pull it out. You know, for me, this meant facing my own pain and then transferring it or transmuting it into peace. I was never really certain how to do that effectively. And I knew that to dwell on the past and have, you know, regret was certainly not productive. But I also knew that the corrosion there would kill me if I didn't remove it. So actually, you know, really, really, you know, getting that relationship with myself, going to the root and pulling that out was really a huge game changer for me. It was life transforming. I know that, you know, after what I went through, I did it, and that's why I just love to encourage people, you know, to be encouraged, because they can do it. You know, like, pain seems to be at the root of what you're really looking for. And once you become aware, that the pain is there, then you're able to, okay, you're aware it's there, you look at it, and then you let it go. Almost instantly, an odd sense of peace will come over you. And again, it's all about returning home. And when I speak of home, I speak of love. You know, we need to come to that place with ourselves where we are one with ourselves. Whether you want to call that an inner child, whether you want to call, you know, that yourself with oneness, it doesn't really matter what you call it. I'm all about not labeling anything.
Oh, but I'm there with you.
I'm all about not labeling anything. Yeah. I don't care what you call it. Whatever it means to you, fine. Just do the work. And the biggest thing to really, really, really doing the work is letting go of your story, so you're not trapped in them. You know, so even truth to triumph, it's not really about the stories, Barb. It's really about how I triumph. It's really about how everyone can triumph over, you know, what they're going through. You can't stay trapped in the stories, so that you don't create your own suffering. When we stay in the stories, we create our own suffering. The pain does not have to turn into suffering. The pain we can turn into peace. So we have that choice. We always have that choice. You know, suffering serves no purpose other than to make you unhappy. Who wants to be unhappy, Barb? Not me. I don't think anyone wants to be unhappy.
I hope not. I hope they don't choose that.
No one wants to be unhappy. I mean, really, that's all we want to do is we want to be happy. And suffering is the number one cause for disease and even death. And when you store those unhappy stories, they keep playing in your mind over and over and over again. So you never heal or breathe in the beauty and the love in the here and now because you're trapped in the old story. You know, like a broken record that just keeps skipping and repeating. You're never getting to that next note. Be aware that you are holding on to it. And then you just simply, peacefully, bye-bye. You just let it go. You, even if you need to speak to it, you have zero power over me. You are not who I am. You are just an old story. And even affirming this and saying that and speaking to what you see at the root is so effective. And conversely, just because you don't talk about a story doesn't mean you didn't let it go either. In fact, what I found is that many of us have volumes of stories conveniently stacked in bookshelves, you know, of our mental warehouse that we reach out for every time we choose to suffer. Every time we choose to suffer, oh, there it is. Let me pull that out. And, you know, when we've forgotten our truth, we suffer. We feel pain. We hurt. We agonize. We grieve. But when we let it go, we love. And we can generate feelings of love and joy and understanding every single day. We have to put that into practice.
Yes, we do. And it is. It's a practice. You're breaking the pattern of being your old self, basically. You're breaking all those old habits and replacing them with good, healthy habits. And the more you keep doing it, inch by inch, you begin to forget those old labels. That's the best part of all of it. Once you sense
exactly.
That feeling of peace, there's nothing like it in the world. Lily, talk about how your book, Truth to Triumph, can help inspire and illuminate the way for others to do this.
Okay. So what I've done, I tell some of my stories to shed light on those who are currently in a dark place now. And obviously, I mean, I'd like all the listeners to know we would not be human if we didn't find ourselves in a dark place at one point or another in our life. So this book is for everyone who breathes life. Now, the way I wrote it was I put in these stories, as raw as some of them are. Some of them are actually, there's also some comical things in there. But overall, I only reveal them to bring insight on how, well, I'm going to be a little funny right now. I almost was going to call the book in my head, Don't Let This Happen to You. And then I said, no,
I love it.
And I said, I don't know if that'll be taken seriously, but but seriously, it's almost written like that. Like, look, this is what I did. Don't do this. This is what would have happened if I only was conscious, if I only was present, I still would have had to go to court for this or that, or had to, you know, run for this or that, but I would have at least had peace. I would have gotten to the same place, but peacefully, without all the suffering. So there's so many lessons here. There's teaching parents how to actually parent, how to guard their thoughts, that negative, unloving narrative that you let in, you know, that can become the main source of your mental summary of yourself. Well, this rings true for your children as well, you know, and so there's a lot of lessons about, you know, how we are responsible and how we act out as parents,
yeah.
You know, with highly unconscious behavior in front of our children, how to be, you know, to really compose yourself during divorce.
Yep.
How to, you know, not suffer from loss.
All right. We will continue this discussion with Lily Sanders on Truth to Triumph after the break.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Talk Radio, right here with Barb Adams.
All right, everyone. I'm speaking with Lily Sanders this hour. We're discussing the story of how she found her truth and how she forged a new relationship with her higher self and the divine. Her book, Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. And Lily, before we go any further in the interview, I would love for the listeners to find out where they can get your book and more information about you.
Okay, of course, yeah. So, of course, Amazon.com. It's available internationally. If anyone in the U.S. wants a copy personally autographed by me, if they're that kind of person, then sure, they can go right to my website, LilySanders.live. And they can order it from there. They can scroll down the homepage, or they can go to the menu that says Truth to Triumph. For speaking engagements, you can go to my website and click on Media page, or LilySanders.live/media will get you there. Basically, all over my site, I can be reached for both speaking engagements and also the book. And even on my website, I even have the link for Amazon.com. So just go right to the website also for coaching. That's probably the best thing to do. I actually am really excited to offer all of the listeners today. It's on my website today, Soul Bread, Daily Affirmations that Feeds the Soul. I'm giving a free, very practical, free ebook. You can download it right away as soon as you sign up. And it is 12 affirmations that are just really, really super cool, and they're very, very healing, and it really, really just helps you affirm the most positive, loving things for yourself, and you can really help transform your life using that every day.
Thank you for sharing all that, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people out there maybe listening right now, or they know someone who's stuck, though, Lily, really stuck in one of those scary, abusive relationships. I had one, you haven't, you've had them. Sometimes we're caught with someone who, in your book, I love the title, The Crucifier. Talk about that.
That is the last chapter of my book, and that's the one person in your past or your current life experiences that seem to never let up on you. It's as if that person made an unconscious lifetime vow to bleed you out until the day one of you leaves this earth. And you know this person, Barb. This is that unconscious human that shows up unannounced every time you let your spiritual guard down. No matter where you are, this person enters in like a thief in the night, attempting to rob your joy every time you forget that you are a worthy, beautiful, loving, and conscious soul. This is your crucifier. So for some, the crucifier is someone none other than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it may manifest in an addiction or a strong sense of emotional self-condemnation, self-blame, you know, all of the unconscious actions, as hateful as they seem, are nothing less than divine. I want people to know that, because I'm telling you, this was my experience, and I speak from experience, and I help people every day with this. Why is it nothing less than divine? Because the crucifier triggers us into releasing the baggage, the blockages, if you will, that stop us from living our truth. It allows us to be painfully honest with ourselves and how we feel about a situation. And I'll be honest with you, Barb, it also invites us to do that self-inquiry that I keep talking about. And in that self-inquiry, can you exercise love and acceptance for all that is? And still rise above the chaos of dark energy? And can you walk in the light and love someone who you completely disagree with? Of course you can. You just have to choose to do it.
Yep, everything is a choice. Our lives are created by our thoughts, words, and actions. We are powerful that way.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And, you know, on my website, you'll see Lily Sanders, Unlock the Magic. And you'll see that everywhere. That's my tagline, and I mean that wholeheartedly. I mean, you have the magic within you to choose the creation you want to experience. And we need to unlock it and walk that path of knowing presently, one present step at a time. It's really, this is such an amazing time of ascension right now. We all have the potential to just awaken that dormant potential in all of us. And we're there. We're getting there. We just have to choose to do it.
Yeah. And for each person who chooses, you know, the pebble ripples out, Lily. And that energy, you know, is felt by every one of us because we are all connected. You know this. I know this. We're all one. We're all connected. You know, we just have to keep continuing to hold the light and make those choices.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're totally all connected. And when you start to really feel that when you do that inner work, you do that self-inquiry, you do that self-discovery, all of a sudden you have this, you know, this matrimony with yourself, and you love yourself, and you honor yourself, then you start to see even deeper where, well, my self is connected with that self, and that self, and that self, and wow, we are all connected in one universal energy field. So it just gets better and better. The more you grow, the more you grow spiritually, the better and better it gets. And life just becomes happier and happier and happier every single day. Mm-hmm. Nothing else matters. All of the minutiae in life, who cares? I'm happy. And that's what I want everyone to get to.
Exactly, exactly. You can choose peace at any given moment, no matter what's going on. It's all your choice. And that's what the truth to triumph is, Lily, what you're talking about. That's exactly what it is. You discover that truth about yourself, and then you know you can triumph over any event or anything in your life and choose peace. And happiness.
You just reminded me that also I'm going to mention to the listeners before we go is that I just put out an e-course that underscores, you don't have to read Truth to Triumph to take the e-course, but the e-course is called 7 Gateways to Triumph. And what I do is I discuss there's one lesson for each gateway, and that's love, forgive, contribute, choice, shift, freedom, and hold. All of those things are all tapped into in the book Truth to Triumph, but you could take the e-course and actually just learn how to unlock all of those gateways and triumph in your life. And you reminded me, because choice is one of the gateways. Situations, they may not always turn perfect, but the choice to have peace in a situation is always there. Yes. And you know what, everyone? If you have peace in a situation, then it truly is perfect.
Yeah, it truly is. Mm-hmm. Lily, what do you hope the readers take away from your book?
Peace. Because peace is the end of suffering. That's what I hope. I hope to bring people out of suffering and into peace. That was why I actually wrote Truth to Triumph. I felt that if I didn't, everything that I went through personally, all of the pain and the suffering, that it would all go in vain. Knowing that there was a purpose in all of it, to help others avoid unconscious life situations or change their current unhappy life situation, that's what gave me the motivation to write Truth to Triumph. And that's what I want everyone to get out of it. I want them to be able to let go of their unhappy stories, to forge forward, and I really pray that this book can help pull them through the gap of where they are today and where they can be tomorrow and where their happiness is waiting for them. Because it is. It's there. I promise you, it's there.
It is. Lily, we're running out of time here, unfortunately, but thank you again thank you so much for sharing all of this, and I do hope the listeners take you up on your offer. Go check out the e-course at your website, lilysanders.live, and as well, check out the book, Truth to Triumph, everyone, because the truth of it is we can all triumph. Lily, thank you so much. Many blessings to you. All right, everyone, stay tuned. There's more to come here on Barb Adams Live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.